This is your wake-up call. It is possible to have a discussion about leadership in the same sentence with the wonderful Wizard of Oz. It may seem strange, but the adventures of Dorothy from Kansas to the Emerald City provide a platform for leadership discussion. I discuss it in my book, Strength in the Struggle, from Pilgrim Press. The wonderful Wizard of Oz had been loved and enjoyed by multitudes. Its colossal success on television and the silver screen has consistently brought this tale to life time after time. Its characters are known worldwide. There have been plays, artwork, toys, and more. It has been politicized and psychoanalyzed. Teachers even use Oz lesson plans in the classroom. But a platform for leadership, learning, and discussion? Why, yes, of course. This is a story about a little girl named Dorothy who was sunshine on a cloudy day in the gray world of Auntie M and Uncle Henry. Hard prairie life had changed a young, pretty wife into a gaunt woman who never smiled. Uncle Henry never smiled, but worked the land the best he could. Toto's playful nature kept Dorothy from becoming a part of the gray world. Everyone was working except Dorothy. She just played with Toto. She just played with Toto. She just played with Toto. In the movie, Dorothy is shown exploring her Kansas world. Was it boredom? Was it curiosity that sent her from home that fateful day? Was it simply too much play? In any case, Dorothy wasn't paying attention. She was neither aware nor conscious of her surroundings. Maybe this was her first cyclone season, and she just didn't know the peril and power of this kind of storm. She may not have had enough sense to watch out for the warning signs, like the gathering storm clouds increase in the wind, stationary objects suddenly flying by, or calls to safety from Auntie M. Here is Dorothy's leadership lesson number one. Be aware of what is happening in your environment. Leaders must be vigilant. They must be aware of activity and action going on around them. Wake up and read the weather report where you work. Discern the warning signs. Disgruntled coworkers, personnel coming in late all the time, increase in sick leave, unauthorized purchases, unreturned telephone calls, missed deadline, or total disrespect for your position and authority. An inattentive leader will be caught off guard if trouble should come. Learn how to read the weather forecast in your work environment. Look for the warning signs of rain, because when it rains, it pours. It is important to know when a cold shoulder front is moving in or a high-pressure assignment. It just might be on the way, requiring overtime this week. A flood of resignations may occur because of the rainstorm. A hurricane may force you to move to the higher ground of upper management for relief and help. Read the warning signs, or before you know it, you will be caught up in a whirlwind. Today is a good day to pay attention. Think about what you're going to say before you go to that meeting, that interview, that staff event or presentation today. Pay attention. Do your homework. Get the agenda ahead of time. Review the subject matter to be discussed and know who is going to be in that meeting. Pay attention. It's okay to rehearse as you anticipate comments, points, and questions from others. Think how others will respond to you so you won't be searching for the best way to present your ideas or the ideas of your organization. Pay attention, Dorothy. Make sure your conversation doesn't end with a question. In that way, others will doubt the validity of what you're saying. And make sure the doesn't get into your conversation at all. Dorothy was more concerned about touring Kansas than she was about her own safety. And so Dorothy was caught unawares. Before she realized, she was caught up in a whirlwind. Auntie M and Uncle Henry made the storm cellar, but Dorothy was caught by the storm trying to retrieve Toto. Remember, all work and no play makes a dull Dorothy, but all play and no work gets Dorothy fired. I'm Vashti McKenzie, and this has been your wake-up call.